All right, welcome everybody to another episode of 21 Going On 77. I am one half of the dynamic duo. It is your boy Dwight at 517-2214. Joined again as I am every time we record the pod. Can't say every week right now. With young SJ at SJ Basketball 8, the brains of the operation, the young prodigy. Young SJ, how you doing?
I am doing okay. Doing okay. A bit tired. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's freezing cold.
Yeah,
Literally,
it's super cold here. It's very cold. I just came from outside. It was, and it's windy. It's like super windy and super cold.
dude, it's I think it's like 11 degrees. I had to go get my the reason I was late to record, I had to go get my kids something to eat. I promised them McDonald's and I was like, I'm the dad that never breaks promises. I forgot it was gonna be a damn It's gonna be like Michigan out there right now. So it's cold, man. Like it's ridiculously cold. Everybody stay in, be warm, drink some alcohol to warm up. I know the Cowboys let y'all down. I am reveling in y'all misery, but watch my Lions lose. So we may be joining y'all on the couch in a couple hours here. But anyway, hopefully this can be a little bit of a distraction. Our Mavs just let us all down as well, but they kind of up and down, so maybe they'll bounce back. Anyway, young Esther, we've had, like since I think we recorded 2 weeks ago, we've had a couple trades, we've had a couple rumors. Our Mavs have been in them. We as fans have been in them all on the timeline. So, young Esther, question for you. What do you think about the trade season in the NBA as a whole overall? Where do you who do you think is going where? And then well, obviously, how's this going to impact the Mavs?
Well, okay. A lot in there. A lot in there.
Oh, it's a loaded question. It's a loaded
Yeah.
question.
But I mean, first thinking about like trade season as a whole, right? And this might be, I mean, it's a guessing game. I'm a little tapped in, but I'm not gonna pretend like I got sources and I'm like absolutely not. We're all guessing here. But this might be an unpopular opinion or a hot take, but I feel like this is going to be a trade deadline that isn't crazy. Like I think we're gonna have a number of trades. Like there's still guys on expiring deals. Like there'll be like quote unquote smaller trades, like one that we saw earlier today with Marvin Bagley going to the Wizards and Pistons getting like Gallo and Mike Muscala. So that's like trades that I anticipate happening definitely, but like the big ones, like I don't know, like Zach LaVine, for example. I don't think Zach LaVine gets moved. I just think no one's gonna pull, like I think the Lakers would probably pull the trigger on DeJounte Murray over Zach LaVine. Does that sound crazy?
Oh,
Like given his
I don't want
situation?
from what I'm hearing, like basically you can have them for expirings. Like you don't have to trade anything really of value to get Zach LaVine, and I
Yeah,
think
but I don't think the contract, that's the thing. The reason why he's available for the pennies is the contract. And I know the Lakers would like they wouldn't care at a certain point, but I think at this point they do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they care that,
is. Let me check. Does he
he
got
got mad money, bro.
I
It's like
know
almost $400 million. That's a lot, bro, for a guy that's not like top 15.
is it 3 more years after this or is it
It's 3 more years. It's like three. I think it's
so
three.
is this year and another three?
It's this year and another three. Yeah. That's the exactly.
That's rough.
And he's not even top 15, but he's probably not even top 20. That's what I'm saying. Can you
I
justify
mean, I don't even know
super
if I'm.
max money for a non-top 20 guy? Like that's the thing. Some guys get like that's why Beal, I mean, Beal's no trade clause also helped. But Beal, like, same situation. He was available for pennies.
Yeah.
For pennies.
That actually, it, yeah, I feel like people was kind of gassing how he went for stuff, in my opinion.
He did, but He did, but it was
It wasn't what people projected, though.
yeah, what
I
people
agree.
projected. But it's like it's we're getting to the dangerous territories, and you saw it with the Beals and the Zach Levines. Like those guys, where the franchise feels like, okay, we have no option but to give them the
Right.
Supermax, even though we know they're not a Supermax guy. You know, we know they're not Supermax guys, but they're our guys. You know, they've been here for a while. We still need to pay them, or we risk, you know, losing them for nothing. So you pay them, and then when it's time to move them, you're in issues. And I mean, for Zach right now, I mean, the check's still clearing, but he doesn't want to be there. He does not, no matter what he wants to say, like, oh yeah, they're my guys, I'm really locked in. He does not want to be there. The reporting has been that he does not want to be there. Even earlier in the season, it was all, it's a business, it's a business. And then when the reports came out that, yeah, nobody wants him, then it was all like, you know, I'm locked in with my Chicago. Shut, come on. Like, we're not, you know, stupid. Like, he doesn't want to be there. They don't want him there, like, at this point. And, but they can't get rid of him because at the same time, it's not like you can just dump him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's with that money, you can't just dump those guys. So that's the issue. Like, I feel like, yes, any contract is tradable, but at the same time, it's that balancing act of, are you genuinely, like, genuinely going to, like, at this, like, when you're making so much money, like the 50 millions, like, there's no trading for pennies. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're unable to do that unless you're just a, you know, Detroit, how Detroit's gonna have like a bunch of max money, like they could absorb that. You know what I'm saying? And you could maybe send out picks or something like that, make it a pick heavy deal. But when you're making that much money, you have to the team that wants to accept the player on that max contract, they have to send something out of consequence. Just that's just how it works.
Yeah.
So I just think I don't think he gets moved. At least this deadline, I don't think anyone's gonna buy it. I feel like the Lakers make the most. Like I see the Lakers doing it, like. Or they're the most likely team to do it, but I don't see them do. I think they pull on DeJounte before they do Levine, because DeJounte, at least, even though his defense is not, you know, he's more reputation at this point than actual production. He still has that reputation. You know what I'm saying? Where you can say, oh, maybe, you know, Atlanta's not a good situation. Maybe he could come here, you know, with AD. Like, you're thinking about, you got an anchor. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
you just need a guy, especially if you tell him, okay, a bit of a reduced offensive load, because in Atlanta, he's expected to be the second guy. In LA, he'd be more like the, you know, third guy. So being a third guy, you can trick yourself, you know, and he's on a very team-friendly deal, in my opinion. So you can trick yourself more with DeJounte versus a Levine, in my opinion, even though I think Levine is a better player. So I think DeJounte is definitely going. He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to be in Atlanta anymore. But again, the difference is he's not making a shit ton of money. So I
No,
think he gets moved.
it's really crazy because I don't think his extension has even started yet.
It hasn't started yet. Nope, he's
And
still on the
it's
24. I think he's making like 25 million or something like that this year.
when even when it starts, it's like 20 million less than
It's like 20, yeah, it's like 27 million. I think his max the last year is like 32 or 31. Like he really took a team friendly deal.
it's so much less
And
than Zach LaVine. It's so much less.
low-key, I heard some tea on that too. Apparently, the reason why he signed that baby extension instead of going into free agency, because that's the thing, DeJounte was a guy that people thought he wouldn't extend. Like at the time when he extended, they thought he wouldn't extend because his max money wouldn't be, you know, it was similar to OG, where OG definitely, even if he wanted to stay in Toronto, was never going to extend because the max he can get is way lower than his market value. Apparently, DeJounte accepted that extension anyway because he didn't want to go to Toronto. They were going to trade him to Toronto, and he just signed extension. And, you know, extension eligible, it makes you ineligible to get traded. So apparently, yeah,
Really?
that's why. An extension because he really just did not want to go to Toronto.
Wow.
So yeah, that's I heard a little bit about that. That he just didn't want to go to Toronto. So he took that deal. So DeJounte don't want to be in Atlanta anymore. So I definitely think he gets moved. Like you said, teams are interested, not just the Lakers. Other teams are also interested, and his money is just way less than Zach LaVine. So I think he goes. But other names. The big one that we haven't touched on, Siakam. He is the one controlling everything right now, I feel like, in the sense that every year we have that one guy, you know, that's like the guy, and it kind of holds up the deadline a little bit with teams looking to see what's going to happen with that guy. This year is Siakam. OG has already been moved. We talked about that last pod. And that shit, it worked out. Remember how people were going on with that trade, talking about, oh, this is not moving needles for New York. This is not doing anything with New York.
Weren't they
And
5-1 or 6-1
they're
or some shit?
6-1. 6-1.
Yeah.
Like, to me, you cannot tell me guys that play D and do not can score points on offense without needing the ball. There's just no way you're telling me those guys aren't. Even if I'm not saying that he makes them favorites or anything, but you cannot tell me that those guys are not gonna help teams or those trades are inconsequential. And yes, you lost quickly. Yes, it left a hole in your team where, yeah, you need more shot creation, but due to that trade 10 times out of 10, bro. 10 times out of 10.
Yeah, and I feel like I think IQ is a really, really good player, but 75% of what IQ is the most available archetype in the NBA. Like, you can get that relatively easy, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
and
Like,
you're not playing, and it's asset management. That's why I thought it was so smart with the Knicks, and it's part of the reason why in the off season, and this is even before Summer League, in the off season, I was like, I'm fine with trading Hardy just because, yes, I think he's, he has talent, he has potential, blah blah blah, but when it comes down to it, are these players closing together? Like in New York, you're gonna have to pay IQ, and he's looking for his bread, and deservedly so. He's a good player. You're gonna put assets into guys that won't close together. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't. New York thought about that and said, you know what? Brunson IQ, we're not running with that backcourt full time. We're not gonna pay a shit ton of money for a guy that's gonna be a backup to a guy that in about 2 years we have to pay a shit ton of money, in Brunson. It makes sense to get a guy that fits better. So, with that being said, Siakam. He's trying to control his own destiny, and rightfully so. And this is another reason I'm gonna call out the hypocrisy of just the NBA Twitter and just NBA fans in general, which is why I am always team, I'm not picking a side when it comes on to trade issues and between star players and orgs, because Siakam is quote unquote doing things the right way according to you guys. This is not, you know what I'm saying? You guys put the standard of doing things when y'all were saying James this, James shouldn't have accepted his player option to request a trade, blah blah. Y'all said he needed to go into free agency, pick his team. Y'all said the same thing about Dame. Why did Dame sign his extension? Why didn't he go into free agency and blah blah? Pascal is trying to do that. Pascal is saying, don't trade for me. Or not don't trade for me, but I'm going into free agency regardless. And people are upset when he told the Kings, eh, I'm not gonna re-sign anyway. Like, even if y'all trade for me, I'm not gonna re-sign. So people are saying, who does he think he is? Like, y'all are hypocrites, but what do y'all want the people? He's quote unquote doing it the right way. You know what y'all wanna do? He wants his preference is to stay where he's at and sign his extension. Yeah, that's been consistent. I feel like the reporting around Siakam has been kind of all over the place lately, but one thing has that's been kind of consistent, at least from the start. You haven't seen it much, but it was that Siakam wants to play out the season in Toronto. He wants an extension that is not being offered. Toronto has not offered him an extension. At the beginning of training camp, when everyone was talking about the vibes around Toronto and weird quotes, Masai basically said, yeah, no extension has been offered. He has to earn it. Imagine saying that to Siakam. He has to earn an extension. Guys are playing selfish. Guys have to earn things. That's literally what he said. So no extension has been offered. And even if he, doesn't get the extension, he still wants to play out the rest of the season in Toronto and see his options in free agency. However, I do think some of this public, negotiation and all this going on. I think some of it is posturing because I do think Siakam is probably going to re-sign wherever he's traded.
I 100% agree. It's just no one's gonna give up. Anyone that's gonna give up assets obviously wants him, and they're going to want to keep him, not to lose him for nothing.
Exactly. So they're going to pay him.
Exactly. It's like Kyrie all over again.
Exactly. Like, people are like, oh, he's going to LA. Remember, people swore he was going to LA. And yeah, people can say, oh, well, LA wasn't purposely trying to buy. If Kyrie said, nah, I genuinely want to go to LA, LA would have made their arrangements to get Kyrie. But Dallas was adamant that we're going to try to re-sign him. And that's what happened. So, I do think, yeah, like you said, he's going to. The team that trades for him wants him. You know what I'm saying? They want him, which is why. And this, my, I feel strong, more strongly about this because he told Sacramento no. It looked like Sacramento was, they were really ramping up the talks, and he said, "I'm not re-signing, period. I don't like the long-term fit." So they deaded it, and then plus they didn't want to commit the full max. It just wasn't a match on all fronts. So I think with him doing that, he's still trying to control where he goes to a degree. So, and you notice with all the teams that were mentioned, there were it was like four teams, four consistent teams. It was like the Kings, the Warriors, the Pacers, and the Mavericks. Those were like the four teams from jump. Kings are out of it now. Have you noticed that he hasn't said that I'm not re-signing like in Golden State, I'm not re-signing in Dallas, I'm not re-signing in Indiana? He hasn't said any of that yet. He specifically shut down the Kings. So that made me think, okay, they were getting closer and he's still controlling where he wants to go to a degree. So with that being said, I think out of all these three teams at this point, I mean, I'm still waiting to see. I don't know, something, I don't know, I'm getting a feeling, like a instinctual feeling that something's gonna come out. Not now. I don't think he's getting traded soon. I think he's gonna be like a the week of the trade deadline type of trade. Because I do think Masai is gonna try to wait to really put pressure on GMs to give up their best offer. But with that being said, I do think something might come out about his preferences. I don't know why. I'm just feeling like, because I think at this point the marriage is over. I don't think they. The problem is they're not trying to. Toronto owners do not want to pay the tax. That's really the underlying issue. And Pascal wants his full max. So, with
He's not getting that from anybody though. I don't think so.
the
Unless he
full
wants to
5 years,
full 5 years, 250, or yeah, I think it's 5 years, 250.
I
I
don't think
don't
he's
think
getting
he'll.
5 years, 250. I think he might sign a 4 year.
I think the team is
Yeah.
gonna try to give him three wherever he's at, and he's gonna get four. But they
Ooh.
gonna. I don't think it's gonna be a. Announce right at the deadline when free agency pops off. Unless, I don't know, a team might ex no, I think he just waited out for an extension. But who knows? But I
Yeah,
think he's gonna get the 4 years.
can't he? Yeah, I think
Cause
he's
I
getting.
cause I think he can ex I think he can extend, but it's like a lot less than his
He can, yeah, with the new, if he's going to a new team, it's like
yeah.
2 years and a lot less money, like a
Yeah.
lot less money. So he's not signing. It was like Kyrie, how Kyrie was like, I'm not signing an extension with anybody. Because it was the same thing where you could only sign him to like a 2 year thing. And that was Kyrie's issue, that Kyrie wanted a longer term thing. Because Brooklyn was trying to give him all this shit with non-guarantees, team
Right.
options, and all that shit. And at a certain point, yes, Kyrie's a mess, but that's a little disrespectful. Like, for a player of his caliber, just to give him a bunch of team options in his deal, that's OD. So I've been not just because he's on my team, I've been consistent with that. Even before we traded for Kyrie, I was consistent with, I thought the Nets were a bit disrespectful with how they handled that. But with Siakam, like, people are saying, oh, I'm scared of his back end deal, blah blah. At the end of the day, the guy is 29 and he's absolutely a max player. I don't care what anybody says. I've seen it on Twitter, like, oh, he's not worth this, worth. He is a max player. He's a max caliber player, and I am not upset that he wants his max money. That this ha happens all the time where y'all want max players to take discounts. For what? For what? What is he taking a discount for? He was in Toronto. He's played his best basketball. He helped y'all win a chip. Remember, it wasn't like he was just riding. He was there along the ride. He was the second. Wasn't he like the second leader in scoring in the finals?
Yes.
Second leading scorer in the finals. He was not just there for the ride. He helped y'all win a chip, and then after that, leveled up to become all NBA caliber. He made it like what, two? I think he made it like 2 out of the 4 years post championship. That's half the time he's in Toronto. Like, that's crazy to me that people are saying he's not worth it. That's crazy to me. And I think he should definitely hold out for his money, and that's what he's thinking about. Like, he doesn't want Toronto to just throw him to the highest bidder, and then that team kind of plays with him money-wise, because that's the thing. The team trading for him obviously wants his bird rights. When you've got bird rights, you can, sign him to more money than anybody else. That's usually how, it works. So the teams that have cap space that you're worried about, like, oh, people are saying, yeah, I'm worried about like Philly swooping in and doing that, blah blah blah. For Philly, not to say that it won't happen. I'm not saying that, because definitely could, especially if he wants to play for Nurse. I'm not quite sure on their relationship. I can't remember if I feel like, yeah, Nurse and Pascal had maybe had some issues, but I can't, don't quote me on that. So I don't know if he wants to go to Philly, but him and Joel, same country, even though I don't think they're that close, actually, now that I think about it, but still, same country, all that, blah, blah, blah. But for Philly to get the max money, don't they? I think they gotta renounce like a whole bunch of free agents. And it's not as simple as, yeah, they're just gonna have $60 million in cap space, if I'm not mistaken. So I do, that's a part of the reason why I do think he's re-signing with anybody he or the team that trades for him. As of right now, like I said, the reporting is kind of all over the place, but I believe they said Indiana is kind of the leader right now in terms of the who wants to trade for Pascal, because I was reading actually right before we recorded too, I read the latest Stein article, his Substack article, and he was saying that Indiana is like pretty aggressive right now. Their main objective is shopping Buddy and like a couple picks, but with Toronto, I'm assuming their package is around Buddy, maybe Nembhard, some picks for Siakam, probably another salary in there for Siakam. But they're not trying to give up, you know, Jairus Walker. They're not trying to give up on Mathurin, and that's another reason why I do think Masai takes it to the deadline, because at the end of the day, I mean, Indiana right now, they're competing without Tyrese. They're winning a few games, but if they flounder, you know, without Tyrese, I think they could get aggressive and be like, you know what, we're not even playing Jairus. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, and I don't think they move Mathurin. I really do think they put their foot down with Mathurin, especially since they're trying to shop Buddy as well. So I think they put their foot down with Mathurin, but I don't think Jairus right now, he's untouchable, but I don't think he's untouchable like that. You know what I'm saying? If they get desperate. On our front, we can kind of segue a bit into the Mavs. Okay, so like I said, with the Mavs, it's kind of all over the place that, you know, Jake Fisher, for example, he's saying, you know, he hears Dallas's name connected, and then Stein is like, oh well, Dallas is not all that interested. I do believe that they are sniffing around, but in terms of their aggressiveness on the Siakam trade, I do probably agree with Stein, or believe Stein, that yeah, it's probably being overstated. Granted, Stein has had his hiccups in the past. He said the same shit about Grant Williams literally in the offseason. He was like, yeah, the interest is not all that, like, get rid of the Grant thing. And then obviously he signed, unfortunately, and we can get into that a little bit. Yeah, but he re-signed, unfortunately, and then he and we saw that, and he said out of his mouth that it had been in the works for a little bit. So Stein's information was, I mean, granted, it might have been a smoke screen that, you know, Dallas was like, oh, we're not that interested, to avoid what's that thing called, to avoid tampering
Oh, yeah,
penalty.
tampering charges, yeah.
Yeah, so that might, you know, big brain, you know, theory, that might have been what was going on. But I do agree that we're probably not the leaders in the clubhouse for the matter. I do, for Siakam. I think the not the only way, but I think the most likely way that we get Siakam is him telling Toronto that, hey, Dallas is probably the place that I want to go, and this is the place that I'd most likely resign. And Toronto is like, you know what, you know, you've been here. But like I said, Masai's weird, and he had been throwing shots for a while, so I don't know if he's gonna be in the favor giving mood. You know what I'm saying? To do Siakam a favor. But at the same time, that's why I don't want to say that, oh, he can just tell Indiana or the Warriors that I'm not resigning, because we don't have cap space. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he could say, I'm just gonna go to Dallas in the off season. It's like he can't, you know what I'm saying? We can't, and we can't, I don't think we can move around contracts to get his money. So we really have to, it has, for us to get him, it has to be a thing where Toronto is just like, you know what, none of these other teams are budging. You know, like Toronto, Indiana is really not budging with Mathurin or Jairus, and then the Warriors are not budging with Kuminga. So it's kind of like, okay, you know, we'll take Josh Green and like Omax. I genuinely don't think they do that deal without Omax, and that might be the sticking point for Dallas. You know how Nico Omax was like Nico's guy, that he promised him he'll come get him, blah blah blah. I mean, granted, low key, this might be another big brain. I feel like they're showcasing Omax right now, not in the actual games, but in the
I
G League.
bro, I do too.
I think
I
they're
do
okay. No,
too. I
okay. I
really do. I
Yeah,
really
I
do
like,
too.
genuinely, it was just
Yeah.
weird how they
All of a
just
sudden
all
he
of a
just going
sudden,
to the G League,
yeah.
and like he need with all these injuries we got, he would have played 10 minutes a
He
night.
could have played. He
Yeah.
absolutely could have played, but I think they're showcasing, and they don't want to do it in the actual games, because if he looks bad, then it's like, You know what I'm saying? Like, he won't be
Yeah.
an asset, but if he kills in the G League, which he is, it's kind of
And
like, ooh, you know, tantalizing.
they know what he is, but see him putting up production in the G League, they probably knew he was gonna cook. But at the same time, they was like, eh, it's 50-50 if he gonna hoop in it. And
In the league, exactly.
yeah, so it,
So I
it's
think, yeah, that's why I don't think, that's why, as much as I'm like, yeah, he's Nico's guy, maybe that's the sticking point. That's why I go back and forth through that, where I'm like, maybe not, because I do think they're showcasing him. So, and I do think, I know people want to keep him, but you gotta give to get, bro. Every time the people get in my mention, oh, you're giving up that. Oh, you get who, like, y'all call these guys trash.
it's
So how are you gonna
crazy, bro.
say, like, oh, we can't, you are asking for an all NBA caliber player, and you're saying, I don't want to give up Olivier Maxence
Since
Prosper?
Prosper, get the fuck out of here. I don't want to
Like,
give away all the young
crazy.
guys. I don't want to give away all the young guys.
Not
Those
trying to
young
keep
guys are
all of
fucking
them.
ass.
Yeah,
They
but it's just,
ass.
I don't
They
want to
all
give up
ass.
all of them. I don't think they're all that, but in a deal, I Omax Josh. People are like, oh, I'm not giving up Omax and Josh. They both can go,
Bro,
bro. They both can go.
I'll take this a step further. If we're talking about Josh and Jaden Hardy, I'm not sure I wouldn't trade them for second round picks. If someone just will sit like
I'm not trading him for second round picks either.
shit.
The second round is a little
If it's from a
crapshoot.
shit team, I'd pack up Jaden Hardy tonight. Bro, look at his splits, bro. He playing. He playing. He's not
Maybe
good.
Hardy. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Maybe not. Like, here's the thing. I'm not trading them for. I'm with you in that. I'm not valuing a whole lot in a trade for them. But second round picks, I don't know. I don't know about second round picks. It'll have to be like with Sadiq Bey. If it was like definitely Hardy. If you're trying to give me like 4 second round picks for Hardy, have him. You could. I'll
Good.
drive him to the airport. That type of shit. I think
Yeah, that's what I'm
Sadiq went for
saying.
like four seconds.
You give me 2 second round picks.
I need at least two, though. I'm sorry. I need
Shit,
a
and
little.
depending
I
on
need
how
a little.
bad the team is, like if it's the Pistons, I think the Pistons traded a second round
Pistons
pick.
got like no second round picks, bro.
Yeah.
Pistons been trading OD second round
But
picks for no reason.
theoretically, if the Pistons had a second round pick, I'd trade Jane home tonight for the 30 for the 31st pick in the NBA draft.
That's fair. That's
I would
fair.
trade him. Josh, I get upset with him. Josh don't stink. I'm not about to sit here and say he stinks. He does not stink. Jane might actually stink. And Omax is my son. I love him to death. I personally value him just because of how rare his archetype is over the other two. But I mean, Omax, we don't even know what he is. So, and we don't got
Omax is
time to
going to be
figure
a
it out.
long game, and that's the thing. We might not have time for that. We might not
Yeah,
have time for that.
I don't think we do. I think.
I don't think we do. That's why I'm like, I'm cool with it, including him in like a trade for Siakam, definitely. Like, I get why people are like, oh, he's going to take long, bro. Like, if you're comparing him, like the two comparisons I've seen for Omax is obviously Dorian and Siakam.
I was about to
Those
say,
two guys took a while. They took a
yeah, they
while.
did. And I gotta be honest, I see more Pascal, way
I was
more
about to say,
Pascal than
way more
Dorian.
Pascal,
It
because he
was
got that.
Dorian before I watched him play semi regularly. Now that I see him, it's like, no,
It's Pascal. I see
that's
a lot of
Pascal.
Pascal, but
Yeah.
Pascal took a while. He took a
Yeah.
little bit. So I just don't think we can afford to wait a little bit. So with that being, and I don't see some second year leap where he's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see it. I feel like the shot is a little far away. Like, yes, he's shooting like 40% in G League, but that's a fucking G League, bro. Don't tell me about the G League.
Yeah.
So I think the shot is a little far away, and he's still a little, the game hasn't slowed down for him yet. And yes, he needs to play all that, but he's not getting minutes now. Especially with, you know, Maxi coming back, all this. He's not getting minutes now. Which is why I'm like, listen, if you could package, I'd prefer in a trade right now, even though he's just so, like, he gives and takes. I'm talking about Tim right now, in that his offense is fine sometimes, then he chucks and misses, but then the defense has got awful literally all the time.
Tim gotta go.
So I want to pack him up, but in the trade for Pascal, I prefer to trade Grant. I prefer it to be like Grant, you know, Omax, Josh. Or, you know, maybe Holmes for the salary, and then we take on like you know, Pascal, and then if we could get like Otto Porter or something, or even fucking Thad Young or something, you know, just to
Yeah,
make the
okay,
roster
I
situation
still
work.
hey, that ain't that bad. He
He's
what
not
he
that
used to
bad.
be. He's
So
not that bad.
Otto's not that bad either.
Yeah, like I take him.
He's just catching DMPs because Raptors have got other people to play. But I'd take any one of those just for depth purposes after we make a huge trade like that where we're sending out like a ton of rotation players. Not even a ton because if Holmes in a deal, he don't play. If Omax is in the deal, he don't play. You know what I'm saying? So it really is like two. It would be like two guys going out for one that is better than those two combined. So that, you know what I'm saying? That's how I'm looking at it. And when you go down the list of guys, like granted, I think the Mavs are like a 7-8 seed anyway, and I don't see them making noise in the playoffs anyway. But to build towards making noise in the playoffs, you need to have a solidify like at least 7 to 8 guys, at least seven, but you need about 7 to 8 guys that can play in a playoff series. As it stands, we're not close. I don't think we're close yet, because obviously Luka, Kyrie can play in a playoff series. People are saying like penciling Lively in. Lively, I'm not penciling him in that he could just go out and play in a playoff series his first year. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't think I need to see it a bit first because. At the same time, even though he's a good player, like Lively, all that, rim running bigs in the playoffs.
Yeah,
Rim running bigs in the playoffs. You have to think about it a little bit. I'm just saying, yeah, I think he's
I'm
gotta
not
open up
even.
a little bit.
I think you're right, but if I'm being honest with you, I haven't even like. I still haven't wrapped my brain around the Mavs actually making the playoffs yet. Like, I think we both said they'd be the ninth seed, and they're gonna give somebody hell. And I, they look
Yeah, I
good
mean.
early, but I think that still might be on the table. That
Yeah,
might
I
be
don't
on the
think they're. I
table.
mean, nine at this point, seeing how the season is shaking out, I think 7 or 8 is where. I mean, that's where we're at now, 7. But I do think 7 or 8 is where we're gonna be at. 9, just because 9, 10, that's a little like. I mean, they're close. They're not too, super far behind. One losing, like one serious losing streak, and we're done for. But I think we're better than those teams. I do think we're better than those teams. Like the Lakers are just a mess. I mean, granted, they might, do a trade that shakes up their season. Who knows? Same with the Warriors at this point. But I mean, the Jazz are coming too. Who's in the ninth spot? Is it Phoenix? Who's below us? It's Phoenix. Who's in that ninth spot? I think Phoenix is 8. Jazz is 10. The Lakers are 11. I think the Warriors are
Yeah,
10 or
Phoenix is
12.
eight.
So who's 8? Who's
Phoenix is eight. Ja the Jazz,
9?
Utah,
You 9, who's 10 then?
Houston.
Houston, that's the team I'm forgetting.
Houston.
Sorry, that was the team I'm forgetting.
Yeah.
So Houston might drop out, but I think one of those LA or California teams are going in, only one. So I don't believe the Lakers and the Warriors both make the playoffs. I think somebody missing the plane.
I think the Warriors, that shit is a time. The dynasties always go down bad. Like, it's never like graceful. It's always like, damn, niggas trash. That's how
Yes, it might be
it
the
works.
Warriors. Yes, so but with that being said, so I do think we can settle into 7-8. Like I know people are talking, I just don't see us jumping anybody in the top six. Top six teams are better than us, I do think. Like we were talk about or injuries, blah blah. Regardless, those are teams I thought were better before the season
Before.
started, and now they're shaping up to be better than us.
I think we can catch the Pelicans just because they still depended on two injury-prone dudes.
Yeah, but they're deep. They're not that dependent on them, though. I don't think they're that dependent on them. In the playoffs, when shit gets tight, I don't think you win in shit with role players. But in a regular season, they just showed us. And granted, yes, it's the Mavs, but they just showed. Nah, I think they're a little too deep for us to catch them. They can, because that's the thing. With a regular season, like a lot of time, a lot of it is. Yes, having good players to win games, but how well can you like handle adversity? Can you have the like that's why depth, I feel like depth is people go back and forth saying, with saying is it overrated, is it underrated, blah blah. I think depth is super important and probably underrated for the regular season. In the playoffs, like I said, if you got like seven guys, you can make a shake with seven and maybe like a 7.5. In the regular season, you're gonna need a little bit more. And I think that's where the Pelicans, that's where their strength is.
Yeah.
So, with granted, Zion and BI have been the healthiest they've been in a while. That definitely helps. But you just saw it. They sat basically the entire starting lineup minus JV and bench players.
Them niggas stink. I'm not giving them no credit for that. I'm sorry.
That's fair. I thought I'm giving them credit only because we got thoroughly outplayed in that second half. We got outplayed in the second half. We got outcoached because why would you put Josh Green, a guy that cannot get around screens on a guy that's primarily an
That's
off-ball
just what he
scorer
does, yeah.
that runs off screens? That didn't make any sense to me. He was getting fucking baked, bro, in the third quarter. It was just and it was the same action, bro. It was literally like Hawkins running off like a double screen, open three, running off a screen, open jumper. Because Josh is just nowhere to be found because he can't get around them. I thought that was oh
What happened?
yeah oh sorry I thought we ended Zoom
No,
for
you could.
oh no
I didn't. It didn't happen. We still got
oh
two
yeah I thought I
minutes.
was talking about myself but yeah no but I just thought that was crazy that Josh was that was the assignment for that long in the second half at least but yeah so I can give them credit we got outplayed and that's the thing even the guys that the numbers didn't jump off the page I felt like for them had great games like Dyson Daniels had a great game even though like he didn't have flashy stats. I thought he had a great game. I thought he had a great game. Timely buckets, got paint touches. You know, was gonna play defense. I just think they got a lot of guys, man. They got a lot of guys that can step in, step out, all that. So, I don't know. Not to say we can't. I'm not gonna, you know, be that down on the team because we had been playing good ball and we are injured at the end of the day. And without Lively, I've always said we're pretty much last year's team without Lively. Yes, we have some improved defenders and you know Derek and all that, but especially with Exum not playing and all that, without Lively, we're basically last year's team. So it is what it is. But I mean 7-8, it is what it is. We might have the not my, I'm I think it's highly likely we're gonna have our first taste of playing basketball, and it might be against fucking Phoenix at this point, which is honestly a scary thought, bro. As much as you know, I don't really rate the Suns like that. One game. It's one game. You know what I'm saying? The plan is one game. And then if we're in a 7-8 spot, we have a chance to, you know, get another game, which is good. But then you're thinking, oh, who's next up? The fucking Jazz or the Lakers? You know what I'm saying? Or maybe the Warriors. So it's gonna be a tough end to the season, and I'm hoping they can, you know, do a shot in the dark, get Siakam. And that's the thing. I don't know if they're gonna be triggered by what happened last year in making a big trade and missing. So you know what I mean? Maybe that's also holding them back. Like, oh, should we really like trade out half our rotation for not half, but you know what I mean? Should we trade our rotation guys for a guy? And but that's why I hope and which is why I don't see us getting him. I hope that we can do it earlier so that we have more time to get additional pieces if we can. Because last year we did it like wasn't it like I think maybe 2 days before the deadline, and we really had
Yeah,
no time.
I think the deadline was a Tuesday. I know that shit happened on a Sunday because I remember. Yeah, what I was gonna say is I know that shit was like a Sunday, so I think it was 2 days before because my ass was at Costco buying groceries and I was pushing my damn Costco cart, putting my groceries in the damn trunk.
Actually, I
And
think it might have been a fr Thursday. The deadline was the Thursday because didn't
okay.
he play the
He
Clippers the
did.
Tuesday?
He did. He
Yeah,
did.
yeah,
He
yeah.
did. He did. And I just know that shit was on a Sunday, so
Yeah, so we traded for him the Sunday, but then, like I said, that's just 4 days. And then at that point, we only really had it was like wood was the only piece that we kind of had to make something shake, and nobody wanted him. So, yeah, I hope I would hope that's what I'm saying. If we're gonna do a swing like that again, I'm hoping that we could do it a little earlier, so that we would have a bit more time to kind of you know get more help. But like I said, I think Masai is taking it to the week of the deadline, so I don't know. I'm less confident. I mean, I didn't want to be on the train in the first place because I just didn't think it would happen, but then our name kept coming up, and at the end of the day, where there's smoke, there might be fire. So, I was just trying to will it, you know, manifest it because at the end of the day, I'm not a huge fan of three-star models. I've talked about it a bit on the timeline. The three-star model, I think at this point is two stars, obviously high-end starters, then maybe two or so guys off the bench that can give you production. But not every team is, the same. Like, nuance, context, all that needs to be kind of thought about when assessing a situation like that. And with us, I think where we have a lot of value is the fact that we have a starter, like a bona fide starter that's making nothing. He's on a rookie contract that's making nothing. We have a guy like an Exum who can is a flex like starter, come off the bench. He's making nothing as well, but giving you production from like a as a real rotation guy. So I think and then Derek, if I mean that's a I don't know. I don't think he's gonna command like a ton of money in the
No.
offseason. Like people are thinking, oh, I don't know if we're gonna afford him. I think he's getting like TP MLE money, like maybe like 6 to 8 mil over like maybe a course of 3 years, kind of thing. Maybe he gets up to 10, but definitely not more than that. Could be wrong, but I mean he still can't shoot. They like the shot has been better, but it's your he's shooting like what? I think he's at like 34% on like and his shot diet is open ass jumpers. You know what I'm saying? So 30% on open ass jumpers, that's still below league average. And he can defend, but again, with that kind of off, and I don't want to say offensive limitation because he has been so much better than just his shot. You know what I'm saying? Like with driving to the rim, finishing all that, and he's showing off a little bit of handle. So he could, but I do think context also matters to where a team might be able to say, "Oh, he's in a good situation." So I hope he's hope he definitely will return to us because I mean at this point he's been in the league 8 years. Hasn't really settled down with a team. The longest team he's been with was wasn't it like the Heat? Was he with yeah, he was with Miami for what, like two or so seasons, two, three seasons. I know he was with
Don't
Phoenix.
get
Didn't
me.
he
I
start
haven't.
in Phoenix?
Won the Bulls the longest? I feel like he's with the Bulls for like 3 years. Let's see.
Nah, he was with the Bulls for 2 years. No, he started in Phoenix.
Nah.
Then I
So
think he
it was Miami for 3 years.
three
Actually,
years, so yeah.
two and a half. He got
Two and a half,
traded.
yeah. Because
Yeah.
he went to Portland for 1 year, and I believe he was in Chicago for two.
Yeah. I feel
And
like
in
Portland.
Miami
Didn't
for,
Portland sign him as a free agent and immediately was like, "Get the fuck on, because we ain't no good." Like they traded him. Didn't
Yeah, they traded him to Chicago.
they?
That was a
Okay.
trade for, yes. That was the, that Portland Chicago trade. Who was in that trade? Oh my God, yes. Was that the three-way trade for Markkanen?
Man, you about to make me Google. Let's
Yeah, I'm
Google it.
about to. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Cause wasn't like Larry Nance went to? Oh, am I mixing up trades? I remember. Yeah, he Portland definitely traded him, to Chicago. But I remember that trade
Oh,
cause.
they traded. Yes. Yes. Damn, you hit it.
Oh, I got it. Ooh,
You
see, ooh,
hit
my memory is
it. It
crazy.
was Lori. It was Lori Markkanen. It was Larry Nance and
There
Derek
we go.
Jones
Ooh.
and various protected picks for all that
Picks,
stuff.
yeah, there. Ooh, I that was a crazy pull. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't. Wow, that's correct. I got all the names. I even said Larry Nance. That's crazy. Yeah. But that no, I actually that's kind of crazy. But yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah, so they moved him. But Portland fans still miss him. Portland fans thought he should have played more. So and then Chicago fans liked him. From all I've seen, they liked him and thought he played well. So wherever he goes, the fans like him. You know what I'm saying? Like he can play. It's just that he hasn't stuck because the way how teams use him, and all that. And in Dallas, he's just. I hope he thinks he has a home, all that, and just wants to stay. But with that being said, not to. Derail, but my point is that with us, this three-star model, not to say that yeah, we could go and just get a chip immediately. No, I'm not, thinking about it like that. But in the sense that I do think you can have leeway where at this point you have at least you'll have four guys that are bona fide, starters. You'll have maybe not, like I said, Lively for the playoffs yet to be seen, but at least in the fucking regular season, you have Luka, Kyrie, Siakam, and Lively. Those are four starting caliber players.
And
You
then
know what I'm saying?
you can pick between DDJ and Exum. I don't
And
know,
Exum.
man. That I like that. I
Exactly.
like
I
that. I'm not
like
gonna
that.
hold you. I like that.
I like that. And like I said, depending on, who's in the trade, if it's like if you still have Tim coming off the bench, at that point, I feel like that's the thing with Tim is I feel like You have, if
How?
he's on your team, you have to try as much as possible to not have to have other options that you can play over him.
I feel like we gonna. I don't think the other team is gonna want to.
I mean,
I don't
that's
know
fair.
why. I don't know why. I just don't feel like even as like salary filler, I think we just might be stuck with him.
I think you can move him when he's a legit expiring.
There we go. That's
In
where
the
I'm at.
off
I
season,
think
in the
it's
off
gonna be
season.
like Rashawn Holmes and Cash or something like that, and the team gonna buy him out. I don't know, man. Because Tim can still play. Tim's defense is so bad
The
that
defense is so bad, and you just can't justify. And that's the thing. If he's playing a ton of minutes, it's just gonna show its ass every single time. The Chargers are cute, but he's so bad on that end, which is why I'm like, if you can get him in a role where he's really playing like 18 to 20 minutes, like where he's not cracking 25, closer to 30, that's when it's really a problem. If he can come in for 18, 20, just chucking up his shots like he do, he'll make a good amount of them sometimes, maybe not all that blah blah. That's when it's like, okay, he's fine to have on your team in the sense. And this is coming from somebody that loves Tim. I loved him, but at the same time, I feel like getting a guy like that, like Pascal, he's soaking up minutes. He gonna soak up about 30 plus minutes, you know what I'm saying? Like, and Kyrie and Luka, they're soaking up a ton of minutes too, so I feel like that alone will help you. And then when one of the stars sit, now you have a potent duo, that could go. Because that's the thing with Luka or Kyrie's out, it's all on the stars to carry. And shit, that might be unfair, blah blah blah, but that's just, it is what it is. Like, that's just how it is. Like, you saw in the Pelicans game, if Kyrie, we were winning when Kyrie was going off, we were losing when Kyrie couldn't get anything. That's just how it's built, or our team is built. So if you get another, if you get like a guy like Siakam, you have more leeway in that sense. And like I said, you can worry about depth all you want, but I feel like for the regular season, you can get guys. And we're in a situation where, like I said, even if you get like a Siakam and Otto Porter, shit, that's two rotation players in my eyes. Like, that's two. Or even if you get like Siakam and Thad Young, you're getting two guys. You're getting two guys to slot in there. And then Maxey's back. Say what you want about Powell, he stepped up. Still not ideal. I'm not gonna act like, people not gonna talk shit talking about, oh, I'm gassing Powell. We understand his limitations, but he has stepped up. Now, if you put him back in a reserve role, especially with him playing with Maxey, off the bench in a few minute spurts, that's not too bad. I just think it would be good for the team, but I try not to dream too much because I don't believe that we will get him. But it is what it is. I think the Pacers might do it just because they're the leaders, they're aggressive, like everything is shaping up for them to get him. And I do think Toronto would accept the deal without Jarris or Mathurin, if they built it around, like, let's say they get Buddy Hield, a guy that's expiring, a guy that you could either keep as a bench piece, as a bench shooter, or just let walk. You know what I'm saying? You can get Nembhard. He's also Canadian, if people don't know. And he's on a rookie contract. People don't know. He's a decent player. You can get, maybe they'll probably have to include like Jordan Nwora, who's like okay. Like, he's not, I wouldn't say he's bad, but I wouldn't say he's good. I do th And then you add some picks to that. I think that is a mix of what Toronto wants, in that, okay, they'll get draft compensation, but they also get like players that can play now too. And not taking on like a shit ton of salary. So, which is why I just think everything just makes sense for the Pacers to do it. And then even if they do cave and you get fucking Jairus Walker, I just think that's a good move regardless. I just think that just makes the most sense.
I don't think they will. I will say, I think it's absolutely crazy if they trade Jairus Walker. Trade Nembhard, maybe trade Mathurin, I don't know.
They're
But
not, I don't think they're moving Mathurin. I think
trading the
they're not
number
moving
seventh,
Mathurin.
what was he? Seven, eight? What a
Seven, he
year.
was seven.
Trading the seventh pick his rookie year for a dude on an expiring contract, and you're gonna have cap space anyway, feels fucking insane to me.
Which is why I don't think they're gonna do that. I do think that they can get a deal done without including him. But like I said, if they,
I don't think they're gonna do it, and I don't think they should.
yeah, so, and but that's the thing with their cap space. That's another one where it's kind of fake cap space.
It's fake because they got other guys they
It's a
got.
little, yeah, it's a little, it's not that, because Tyrese's extension kicks in. And so it's not they're gonna have money, but it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not Siakam money. They're not gonna have Siakam money. So I do think even if they wait in the off season, it might be a sign and trade kind of thing. And then with a sign and trade, you're definitely not getting Jairus Walker. You know what I'm saying? Sign and trades, the packages are usually trash. But I just don't think Toronto is keeping him. I think Toronto's worried about the tax, this, that, and the third. Especially with them going to have to pay quickly. You got quickly. Now you're gonna have to pay up quickly. RJ's still on his, contract. Scottie's gonna get an extension this summer. He's probably gonna get the full 200, all that. I just don't think they're gonna extend him. And like I said, people are saying, I see Raptors fans saying, just extend him and trade him later. What are we
I
seeing?
was kind of thinking that too, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but what are we seeing? And not to say that Siakam is the same as like, Beal and LaVine, but what
Levine,
are we seeing with these? Oh, just extend and trade later.
yeah. It
Are
don't
you
work out
gonna
like
get
that,
the
dog.
value later? You're not,
You right.
you're still not gonna get the value later.
You right. You
Know what I'm
are
saying? So that's why
100%
I'm
right.
like, that's tricky. Like you could just say, yeah, just keep him and just trade him, keep him in the off season, and then now you could trade him next year, blah blah. Are you gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like who's to say he's gonna, not to say I don't think he's gonna fall off a cliff production wise, but at the same time, who's gonna give up a shit ton of assets at that point? Especially if I don't think the production is falling off a cliff. I think he's still gonna produce, but next year when you have all these guys, Scottie at that point is going to be like the guy on his extension. You got Quickly, you got Barrett, all these guys trying, you got Grady who might, be, I mean Grady stinks right now, but maybe he'll be ready for more minutes, soak up more minutes, all that. I just think it's a tricky game with the whole I'll just extend him and trade him later. That to me, it's proven. Like right now we're seeing a lot of teams that felt that way, with Chicago and Washington. Because come on, there's no way anybody could convince me that Chicago and Washington in their heart of hearts thought that LaVine and Beal were gonna ride out those contracts in those cities. I feel like they always knew that
Yeah,
at some point they were gonna trade them.
they were putting them in the blend. They were, like you said, and I'll be honest with you, like you said, and I was one of the people that probably said it, like, yeah, they'll be able to get something. Nah, I'm gonna take that back. I thought it for Zach LaVine. I knew that shit was gonna be spooky with Brad Beal off the rip because he was just too injury prone. He's a small guard, and he ain't been that fucking good in a minute anyway. But I don't know, man. That Pascal deal is just gonna be. I just don't know. I do. Nothing would shock me, and I do think the Mavs have a shot, though. I do. I just don't want to get emotionally invested, but I do think the Mavs have a shot because I look at for him, like, why wouldn't he want to go there? Like, of all his options, Dallas is the best, in my opinion. Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off. My fault. You on
Oh, no,
mute.
it's all good. I'm looking at, I think so too, which is why I'm like, we're probably, like to him, definitely to Toronto, we're probably the least attractive on the totem pole. Like if we're lining up offers and all, so right now it's like a three team race, I feel like. And I use race loosely. But it's like a
Right.
three team like race with the Warriors, Mavs, and Pacers. On Toronto's side, we are at the bottom. We're at the bottom. People are saying, oh well, yeah, we're not, yeah, the other teams aren't putting, these assets on the table, blah, blah, blah. We're still at the bottom in terms of who Toronto probably wants to make a deal with and get. In Siakam's view right now, I mean we don't really know what's going on in his mind, but we should absolutely be more attractive to him. We have a star that's like 25, about to be 25 years old. He's gonna be 25, right, Luka? I just gotta confirm. Is he gonna? I think he's gonna be 25. I think he's 24
No,
right now. Yeah.
no. Yeah, he turned
Yeah, we're
25
about the same
in
age.
February.
So yeah, he's gonna be 25.
Wait,
I forgot.
you about to be 25?
Yeah, I'm gonna be later in the year though. I'm gonna be 25.
You gotta be fucking shitting me.
Yeah,
Oh
time's
my
flying. Time's
God.
flying.
Bro, we did this started literally started as when you was 20. I'm sorry. That's totally off
Oh, no.
topic. You
But
are
yeah,
not
21
fucking about
going
to be.
on 77.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy, crazy out here.
Dog, you're not a kid no more. You're not young.
I'm
You
not young.
are like a grown ass woman. My fault. I'm sorry. Keep pushing. I ain't mean to cut you off. Like you grown for real.
I am. But no, but think about that. Like, Luka is, I mean, in NBA terms, Luka's still young. 75-year-old superstar. You got a Kyrie who's, not like out of his prime, still in his prime. Not probably not in like the middle or the start of his prime, obviously, but still in his prime, still can produce. They got like I said, I don't think you would have to like gut the team in the sense that you're sending like four legit rotation players. That's not happening. You're sending probably in any deal that happens, I think. Even if it's four guys going out, only two of them would be guys that were playing for us, I believe. So if that's the case, if that's really the case, then I think we should look very attractive to him because I don't think the Warriors are gonna pay him, bro. I think the because if you look at it, if the Warriors are gonna get him and pay him like his money, Klay's not gonna be on that team. Klay's not gonna be on. I just don't see how they afford it. And I just don't. I think the Warriors are gonna play with his money, which is why he might be hesitant to go there because I think his thing is wherever he's going, he wants his money. And I think obviously the reason why he ruled out the Kings, yeah, he didn't see them as a long-term fit. But the Kings also weren't trying to pay him the money. So he's like, don't trade him to a team that's gonna have my bird rights but won't want to pay me. You know what I'm saying? So I think the Warriors get a bit tricky where I think they're gonna wanna shortchange him. You know what I'm saying? Because you're getting to the point of the dynasty where guys have to sacrifice bread to try to make it work. Like Draymond, we could talk about Draymond and all that. Draymond, like, I mean, it's a bit touchy because his production was declining and all that, but Draymond took a team-friendly kind of deal.
He did.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then they're hoping Klay's gonna do, like, right now they're far apart in extensions, but they want Klay to do the same thing, to take a team kind of friendly deal. Wiggins took a team-friendly deal. You know what I'm saying? So they're at the point of the dynasty where it's like guys need to take these deals so that we can make it work. But Siakam ain't been in there. Siakam fucking got a chip off y'all. Why would he be taking a team-friendly deal to do what? You know what I'm saying? There is no, he doesn't need to ring chase. I think that's what people are forgetting with Siakam. Siakam has a ring where he's the second leading scorer in the finals. He does not
But
need to
he
chase.
was hooping, like he was giving you he second star, like he was hooping, man.
Exactly. So he doesn't need to go ring. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't need the dynasty or the Warriors to help him win. Like he doesn't need that. So that's why I'm like,
No.
why would he, if they're gonna want to play with his money, I don't see why he would want to go there. And in the Mavericks side of things, new owners are crackheads. Cuban just said, shit, it's not my money. They're telling me I could do what I, they're
Yeah.
telling me go for it. I feel like they would pay him without thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? I
Yeah.
think the Pacers would too.
I don't know about the Pacers because like
Think they would. I think they
that's
would.
100 million on two people. And
It is, but the rest of their roster is not that expensive.
they gotta pay them dude.
Turner's money shrunk. Remember how they structured Turner's deal where it was like super
Yeah,
convoluted?
but that's still a $120.
It is,
And
but their roster, like I said, the roster is not expensive.
but
Like,
they gotta pay them dudes in the next year or two.
yeah, but
It's
see,
gonna get it get tight quick.
it will get tight, but I feel like right now they're not thinking about that though. I generally don't think so because I just think they want to get the talent in there first before they have to pay like all these guys. Cause what Ben Mathurin, he's not due for another like year or so in extension, and that's with an extension. You know what I'm saying? Like
Right. And
Jarris,
then
if he
it's
gets,
restricted and then it'll go down. You're right. You're
yeah.
right.
So I don't think I don't think money's an issue just because the rest of the roster is not that expensive.
You're right.
And to me, the best built rosters in the league, if you look around the league, it's where your best players are getting paid the most money.
That you were right, but that's also why, like, I know you're anti three star model, but I just look at it from like a percent of cap standpoint. Say what you want about Kyrie, he's not on the full boat
He's
max.
not on a full max, exactly.
And
That's
then
why I'm like, we have a little bit of leeway. He's not. He took a discount.
and I think even with Pascal, you could probably get him 5 years. You could probably like his full thing is 250 over five. Shit, you might be able to do 200 over five, 200 over five, and he take that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Or
yeah.
the point I'm trying to get at all this is like. And then I don't think Luka's deal is up for what, 2, 3 years? So,
Yeah, Luka got like two or so more years. I think he got two more t 2 more years before a player option. Yeah.
Yeah, but we would basically have, if we got Pascal and paid him 40 to 45 million with Kyrie and with Luka, man, that's the teams that's winning championships. That's what they books look like.
Exactly.
That's just what it just is what it is.
Yeah. And but that's the point where it's like your best players are getting paid the most, which is why in a trade like that, I'm not mad we shipping out fucking Rashawn Holmes 12 million who don't play. You know what I'm saying? Grant Williams who get 12 million to fucking suck. You know what I'm saying? Like I am like moving out some of the clearing up the because I feel like the last few years the Mavs have had a problem where we just have a shit ton of money in guys who are just not that good. You know what I'm saying? Like it was when Dwight was on his like deal, 33 million, when he was making like 11 million a year. You know, Maxie now, where he's back now, but on the bench making $11 million. You know what I'm saying? Like we have Bertans. Like, yes, he was a throw-in, but Bertans and the bench guy making 17 million. Like I feel like we're always in that state where it's somebody that don't play or barely play making like a shit ton of money. Or that's quote unquote like shit ton for them. Because, you know, in the grand scheme, 17 million is not that much. But for fucking Bertans who plays like, you know, DMP every other game, like that's OD. I feel like we've just been in that situation for a few seasons now. And I feel like that's part of why we can't get anywhere. So just clearing up the bottom. You know, just clearing up the bottom and making sure our top guys are the ones that are getting paid the most. And like I said, in a scenario like that, you'd have your fourth, kind of most important player being a rookie on a rookie deal. You know what I'm saying? That's to me, it just makes a lot of sense. But at the same time, it takes two to tango. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Toronto really does not want to do that deal and Pascal is kind of indifferent about coming to Dallas, then it won't happen. I, which is kind of why I'm like. The most likely scenario is if Dallas said, or if Siakam says yes, Dallas is the place. Like that's my first option. I think you can get you can kind of get us because I don't think Dallas is when they talk to Toronto, I don't think they put everything on the table. You know what I'm
No,
saying? Because
they probably don't.
nobody's doing that right now. So I don't think they like said, oh Grant, Josh, Omax. I don't think they did that yet. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of like asking around what would it take, and Toronto probably. You know, saying, oh, well, we'll take lively. You know, Toronto will probably
Right.
say that. And then Dallas is kind of like, okay, y'all are bugging and kind of left it alone, kind of thing. But I feel like if Siakam was like, hey, Dallas is the place, Toronto says, hey, Siakam wants to go to you guys, you know, or his representatives or whatever. And then Dallas, I think they can sit down and work out something. You know what I'm saying? Where both sides come away feeling okay. Other than that, like I said, if Siakam's like just indifferent, I don't think we. Kind of match up.
Yeah, we don't have a chance unless he really wants to come to Dallas. And I think we got a shot because I think it makes sense for him, but that's just me being hopeful
That's what
about
I'm saying. That's why I'm trying to like I don't know how much of it is me just being a fan or me trying to think about it logically. 'Cause really, logically, it makes sense for him to want to come here. Like you
Bruh.
new owners who are willing to spend money, right? After this season, depending on the draft compensation that we gave up. 'Cause I mean, by all accounts, Toronto isn't even looking for a shit ton of picks. You know
I
what I'm
think
saying?
one unprotected Omax, Josh, and then matching salary filler. I'm sorry. I think that's a fucking
I
good
think that
trade.
could go,
I
yeah.
think that's a good trade. The only thing is
For an expiring, yeah.
we just don't have any expirings. That's the problem. Like
That's the issue, yeah.
you're gonna have to pay like either Tim or Holmes a lot of money to be useless. But then again, shit, that's an exp that. Contracts is expiring next year, and I think
Exactly. That's why I'm like, maybe they could see value in it in the
yeah.
off season, you know, for them to have tradable salaries. Because that's the thing. When you have core guys, you don't want to move off of the core guys, but you also have to have, you know, a little bit of tradable salary in expirings. Because I don't believe, I don't know what Boucher is. I know Boucher got an extension. I don't remember when, but I don't know the status of his contract situation. I'm not gonna lie, but I'm just thinking about like
Oh,
tradable.
shit.
What?
Luka's out. Derrick Jones Jr. is out. The Exum is out. But
Derrick
we
Jones
might get.
Jr. is out.
Yes.
For what?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, but for what? Like Derrick Jones Jr.
Calf
What happened?
contusion. Calf contusion.
Damn. whatever. Like, I'm just like, whatever. I can't even bring myself to, like, it is what it is. I've already made my peace with the 7-8 seed. And I'm saying made my peace. That's what I thought it would be 9 or 8. I always said they were 8-9 seed. So 7-8 is like even exceeding my expectations. So I'm not gonna do the most over it. But it is what it is. I would like to see the team healthy. That's one thing. But whatever. But I mean, we'll see. I mean, the trades, I hope they ramp up soon. That's always a great part of the season, trade season and all that. So I do think, like I said, I think we're gonna see, the regular small ones, but Siakam and maybe DeJounte Murray might be the only like quote unquote big names that get moved. I don't think anybody else is like on the market. Like in terms of like a huge name, yeah, nah. And that's the thing, like when people are saying, oh, save assets, blah blah,
For
like yes,
who? For what?
the league moves quickly, but for who? Like, by all accounts, the Clippers are keeping all their guys.
I
You know what
mean,
I'm
they
saying?
fucking excited. I mean, Kawhi signed that extension.
Paul George probably coming up next. James Harden is probably gonna take a little discount to stay.
I
You
didn't
know
know
what I'm saying?
Kawhi took a discount. I didn't
Kawhi took a
realize that.
discount. I think that's what I'm saying. So guys are sacrificing Kawhi. If Kawhi took a discount, I think it's because James is gonna take a discount and PG is probably gonna take a little bit of a discount. So I think they're gonna take discounts and make it work over there. So it's like, okay, who else? Oh, maybe you can get Kat, but who the fuck that? I don't want Kat for the, you know what I'm saying? Kat should not be a no Mavericks target.
Nah, Kerry, that's what I'm saying. Cat might go to the Knicks
And then
if,
he might go to the Knicks if anything. So
and that, and even if that does happen, that's gonna be, I mean, the Timberwolves gonna really have to shit the bed in the playoffs for that to even be a
exactly for that
thing.
to happen, because I think they've seen the success. I don't think they're just moving on from Cat like that. So it's like, okay, who are the next available names that you're thinking of? There's really no one that's, people thought Joel was gonna, and shit, he might still, but still, you know what I'm saying? It's just I just think it's this whole hoarding assets for these hypothetical stars that might be available. I just think if you're looking at guys who are going to help us, like right now, yeah, Zach LaVine is available, but Zach LaVine not doing shit for us, right? You know what I'm saying? Like the stars that are going to be available and help us. There's not that many. If you Siakam is one that's like rare, where it's like shit. He actually, and I'm not gonna stand up here and be hypocritical. The last time we talked, I said I wasn't a huge fan of the fit. Still not a huge fan of the fit, but I'm not gonna act like he not gonna help in any
No,
way at all.
this is just the reason why I disagree with you on that. His 3-point percentage has come back. It's decent from the corners. It never really was totally ass from the corners. And dog, Tim Hardaway Jr. dribbles a lot.
He
He
does, but
dribble Dante Exum dribbles a lot. Like, them boys ain't just like ball moving. Like, they make decisions. And Josh Green is a ball mover, but like when he has his good game every 4 games. Like, I just think there's room for one more ball dominant guy. I do. And I don't think he needs, because Pascal hasn't been a ball dominant guy his entire career. And I
yeah,
think at
people are
this
saying that he needs the ball to be productive. I
no,
don't agree with
no,
that. My
no.
thing, yeah, my thing is it wasn't necessarily the 3-point percentage that I was worried about. It's the reduction in role and how he would look, in the sense that I feel like a third guy on this team right now. It's hard because it's like, okay, you're committing to Kyrie being the second option, but I feel like if Siakam comes, shit, Kyrie might look like the third option, low key.
Kyrie will have no problems with that shit. And
And
I
I don't
gotta,
think he would have a problem with it. I don't think he would have a problem with it. But it's just dynamic wise. I was just like, it's hard to fit three stars halfway in the season.
to be honest with you, man, Kyrie is a small dude. Like, and he's getting older. We kind of need to save Kyrie for the playoffs.
True.
That's
True.
another reason why I won't do that. Kyrie be the third option
You're right.
until it's go time. Like, he need to chill. He need to
You're
make
right.
take the regular season chill, because
I
like
agree with you. I do.
with Kyrie being so small, because the Kyrie can also play defense better than we give him credit, but it taxes him, so he only do that shit when it's absolutely necessary. So like, taking some of that offensive load, like the situation we're in now, he gotta, like, people get mad when Kyrie defers, but it's like, bro, if you have Kyrie out there trying to drop 40 every night, that shit's gonna cut. He's just not big enough to do that. He's never been able to do it his entire career. Whenever he's been a number one option, he's got hurt. every single time. So I don't want high volume Kyrie into the playoffs. If Kyrie averaged 21, 22, if we got Pascal, I think, and the thing is, he'd be cool with it. He would be fine with it. Pascal would be cool with it. But when it's money time, yeah, that's when it's Kyrie time.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I 100% agree with that sentiment. You're gonna need another guy to take the pressure off. And yeah, like you said, it's right now the guy that's soaking up that usage is Tim, and I don't want that to be.
I can't do it no more.
Yeah,
Cause
I don't want that to be
I'm a
Tim.
Tim guy. I like Tim when he was, even when we were winning, it's still like, bro, that's Tim Hardaway Jr. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
It's too much.
it's just there. Like, bro, when we were winning, Tim Hardaway Jr. is the third leading scorer. Like, what are we talking about?
Exactly. And then,
The bloom's gonna come off that rose eventually.
yeah, but then even people always say, oh, y'all say we need Tim Bob. It's not even that we need Tim. It's just that we need someone to soak up that usage. And right
Yeah.
now, it's Tim. Nobody else on that team can soak up, like on our team can soak up that usage. Like it's him by default, which is why I'm like, I would like to, even if it,
Bro,
if it,
Jaden Hardy, two-fade ass, could
Jaden,
do it.
bro, Jaden Hardy cannot soak up that usage, bro. It's quite obvious. He can't
He
do it.
got worse. How did he get worse?
It's not even worse. It's just that I think one, now your teams are ready for you. You know what I'm saying? Like in the sense that you're a rookie year, nobody knows you. So you can go out there and do whatever. But now teams are like, okay, but right now he can't really do much other than spot up. He can't do anything but spot up and shoot. And when he tries to do much, like other things than that, that's when it's like, fuck, this brother stinks.
Yeah.
So I think that's the issue. But yeah, by default, it's Tim soaking up that usage. You're right. Especially when you're staggering minutes with Kyrie and Luka. Who's that second guy who's on
Yeah.
the court soaking up the usage? It's
Yeah.
usually Tim, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I agree with you where if we have a guy that's unequivocally better than Tim soaking up that usage, it might look a lot different. And yeah, he scores in different ways too, which gives the team a different look. Like he can go get it in the paint. And with our team, we get mismatched so much, with Luka looking for a mismatch. That's another thing where I feel like if we get Siakam, it might force Luka to be better at mismatch hunting. Let me explain. I feel like Luka mismatch hunts for himself. You know what I'm saying? Like
Yeah.
he's looking to get the matchup. Sometimes I see like whereas sometimes I watch other teams do it. They'll do the same process in mismatch hunting, but instead of their guard trying to sauce up the big, they're throwing it to who has the best matchup, in the paint. You know what I'm saying? So I think with us on how we play, Siakam is gonna be like little dudes are probably gonna be on Siakam all the goddamn time. You know what I'm saying? All the time, and you can't guard Siakam with like a center. I think teams might try it, but he's gonna kill that every time. So with that being said, I feel like just his play style might just force us to play differently and have us get a different look, and that balance might pay dividends. So yeah, I mean, I would love it. Like the more I think about it, the more I try to think it through and all that, the more I like it. But hope is always a killer in terms of what reality is. So
Yeah.
I just hope I'm just praying, manifesting that he tells Toronto, or not even just Toronto, he tells his representatives or whoever that, hey, Dallas is my number one choice. Not even he.
I hate to be that guy, man, but that damn tax shit is gonna impact him dramatically from all his different options. Dramatically.
Yeah, because Canada, don't they pay like a shit ton of taxes
Oh,
anyway?
shit
So
ton of
you can't
taxes
even,
in Canada, shit ton of taxes in Cali. And no state tax here. Like that's 3, 4 million a year. Like for real. Like it's
For
fucking
real.
20, 30 million of real money after it's all said and done over the course of a 3, 4 year contract.
Yeah, I just hope we try to communicate in some way to his representatives that we have no problem paying him the full max, because I really think that's the sticking point with him. He wants his money. He wants his money wherever he's going. And if he gets any indication that you're going to play with his money in the summer, I think that's when he's gonna be like, eh, I'm not like the Kings. I do think, yeah, he said long-term fit, but the fact that they weren't willing to really commit the full max, I think that's really why he was like, nope, shut this shit down. So who knows? We'll see.
Well,
But let's all hope that we can, because I do think that I don't think the whole roster needs to be shaken up. But like I said, I feel like if we do a deal with Siakam, it's gonna be two guys who play that go out. So it is what it is.
I agree with you. Agree with you. Well, I'm about to go have a heart attack. We're gonna wrap this up. Literally the most important game of my football team's life happens in 4 minutes. The Cowboys got embarrassed, so if my Lions win,
Oh yeah, did they lose?
the Cowboys got blown the fuck out. It's
That's
embarrassing.
crazy. So they're
Shameful.
out of the playoffs?
Done. Season over with.
Damn.
Yeah. So my team plays now. And I'm about to hyperventilate, so we shall see what's going on. Anyway, thank y'all for listening. SJ, I'm going to. I just found out. I thought I had to work tomorrow, but I do not. So I will post this probably tomorrow. But I don't know, man. I'm losing followers because I've been talking shit about the Cowboys. We're gonna see how this go. we will talk to y'all hopefully next week. I know Sunday should be free, but. Y'all get it. If not next week, the week after. We holler at y'all. Peace.